Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday, the 12th of April. And as usual, with all the information in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. All right, and for those of you listening to this on a free podcast, we'd love to have you along for the ride. Part of the Marcus Today community. We are a friendly bunch. We have a great Facebook discussion group, which is exclusive to our members, exclusive members podcast, as well, of course, as the newsletter, our core offering with model portfolio strategy, macro, small caps, etc. So some great money-making ideas in the newsletter. All right, well, the advert over. Let's go to those scores on the doors. And today, we had a pretty quietish day, I have to say, down 25.5 points, or 0.33%. 7,788.1. We opened at 7,801.4. We had a high of 7,802.8 and a low of 7,765.3. But it was a relatively quiet end to the week in which we rose. The market was up for the week a massive 15 points. So a huge week that we did have this week in terms of the market. But certainly today, we did see a little bit of lackluster performance pretty much across the board, really. Banks eased back, the big bank basket down to $205.36. CBA down 0.5%, NAB down 0.4%, Westpac down 0.3%. We have, of course, got the US reporting season kicking off and the banks first cabs off the rank. We had GQG and the financial stocks up 0.4%, net wealth up 4.6%. Insurers doing not much, Macquarie not doing much. Medibank Public did 1.1% higher. We did see it today as well, the REITs ease back, although Goodman Group managed to fall only 0.1%. Stockland down 1.1%, Mervac down 1.8%, and Centre Group down 1.2%. Industrials too easing back, Telstra down 1%, REA Group down 1.5%, Woolies down 1.1%, Coles down 1.1%, and West Farmers down 0.7%. Tech, well, they held up relatively okay. We had WiseTech up 1.2% and Xero up 0.1%. A little bit of a bounce today from Technology One up 1.4%. So that'll please Rudy. He's a big fan of Technology One. And Origin doing well today up 2.4%. Looking across at resources, well, it was a bit sloppy in the big iron ores. BHP down 0.9%, Rio down 0.3%. Fortescue down 0.1%, Mineral Resources down 0.2%. We did get a little bit of a lift in one or two of the lithium stocks. Pilbara up 0.8%, Lynas in rare earths up 1.7%. But we did have a pretty good day all round in the gold sector. Hardly surprising, gold in Aussie dollar terms, $3,654. There must be gold miners all over Western Australia absolutely loving this. Gold Road up 2.3%, Red 6.2% higher. Genesis in the beginning was up 3.7%. De Grey up 3%. You do get the feeling there is more gas in the tank, though, for the gold miners, which have lagged that gold price to some extent. There's a lot of, I guess, a lot of skepticism about whether the gold price can last at these levels. But at the moment, it is pushing higher, whether that is a function of safe haven or the fact that the US has $34 trillion in government debt. Well, whatever it is, gold is pushing up at the moment. As far as other resources go, the oil and gas stocks eased. Woodside off to Crufts today, down 1.3%. Santos easing back 0.4% as well. Uranium stocks in a little bit of demand today, so some good moves in some of those uranium stocks. Not that the uranium price moved much, but it was enough to get some interest back in those uranium stocks. Looking at corporate news today, we did see Boral get a revised bid from Seven Group and a special dividend, 30 cent dividend, to sweeten the deal. Boral did move up today, not a lot, I have to say, but at least it got enough for board approval, 1.5% higher for Boral. Genex came back on to trade with an agreed binding transaction implementation deed with J Power for a 27.5 cent cash bid for the company. So finally, looks like some resolution there. The stock trading still at 26.5 cents there. GNX is the stock code. 30 million shares traded today. Domino's had an investor day today, pinning a lot of hopes on Japan, turning Japanese. I really think so. Well, hopefully they are going to have more success in Japan than they had in the past. The market certainly didn't like the thrust into Japan because it has not been that successful in the past. Down 7.5%. So, unfortunately, Don is not good. We did see also Star Entertainment come back on today or come out with a trading update. High rollers seem to be deserting in droves, down 7.3%. Satire also unimpressed the market with a 6.9% fall following a bit of a trading update. Still question marks there on the business model, I guess. Nothing on the economic front today. Asian markets mixed again, though. I'll just get you the latest from Asia as they come back from their lunch break. We have got Japan up 0.2%. Hong Kong, well, that big rally or technical bounce didn't last very long. 2.1% down, and China down 0.6% there. We do have 10-year yields back. Let's have a little look where we've got the yields at the moment. The last I saw, they were 4.26. They are at the moment. So a little bit off the highs for the 10-year yield in Australia. All right, looking at the winners for Grinners today, let's run through them in the big caps anyway. Chalice, well, it was the brew that is true today, not the poison chalice at all. 10.8% higher, back to $1.54. 7 million shares traded there today, a little bit of short covering. And there is this focus on base metal stocks at the moment and second liners, I guess. And looking at stocks that have been completely oversold, Chalice probably falls into that basket. Loftus as well, LOT, doing well today. That's in the uranium space. Seems only a few weeks ago they were around 30 cents after a cash call there. But they're up 8.2% today. It's 10 million shares, back up to 46 cents. Bravura also doing well, up 7% today. They had a little bit of news out today. BVS is the code. Not an awful lot of news, but certainly some buyers warming to that one. 1 million shares traded. EQT, Equity Trustees, they had final approval for the sale of its Irish business. They're up 6.9%, only 37,000 shares traded. Regis Resources doing well, 6.8% higher, 8 million shares. Bannerman and Deep Yellow in the uranium space doing well, 6.7% higher. And Red 5 doing well, up 6.2% in the gold space. The losers today, well, Domino's, sliced and diced, certainly stuffed crust today, down 7.5%. 35 million bucks worth of stock traded. Star Entertainment down 7.3%, 59 million shares traded. We had Satire, 6.9% down, 9 million shares traded. Vulcan Energy, which had risen around 25% in the last 2 days following that success in Germany in producing lithium concentrate, was down 4.5%, 2 million shares. I'm going to be chatting to Francis Vadim, the CEO, on Tuesday for an on-the-couch special. We've got Cooper Energy down 4.4%, 1 million shares traded there, and Strike Exploration down 4.2%. In terms of sectors, not much on the positive front, except for gold miners, maybe tech just. The rest of it was easier across the board, although one or two financials doing well. Net wealth 4.6% higher, and ASX up 0.3 as well. We had the big bank basket down to $205.36, down 0.4%. The all tech index was up 0.1. That gold price in Aussie dollar terms, brace yourself, $3,654. $3,654 Aussie dollars. Bitcoin rallying, $70,907 US dollars. We've got the 10-year yields, 4.26. The Aussie dollar back to 65.29 in the year of 65.29. And we have futures in the US. Dow futures up around 35 points. NASDAQ futures up around 3 or 4 points, so nothing very exciting there. Major movers and shakers we haven't talked about. ENR, one on the move today. That one there is ENR is Encounter Resources, up 20.4%. 2 million shares traded there. An announcement today, ceasing to be a substantial shareholder. Copperplay AIS doing well today, 20% higher. Link Administration Also doing a little better despite some news out of the UK. It was up 0.9%. Domino's was the big faller of the day. We also saw Nickel Industries, NIC, that nickel price under pressure yet again, down 2.8%. Avita, AVH, not doing so well. It has been on a absolute ripper of a fall, I have to say. A trading update there has really put the knife into that one. 15.8% down today. Peninsula Energy as well in the uranium space, which is not following the pattern of all the other uranium stocks, was down 4.6% there. Our speculative stock of the day today was a stock called New Peak Metals, up 118%. 23 million shares traded today. Now, before you get carried away, it was just shy of $700,000 worth, so it puts it in some perspective. They have finalized the Finland permit sale documentation. It opened at 1.1 cent. It had a high of 4.5 cents. It had a low of 1.1, and it closed at 2.4 cents. In terms of company news in a little more detail, we had some news out from Origin today. They've acquired a 1.5 gigawatt Yancoal Delta wind development in New South Wales. Boral has got the backing of the board to accept the Seven Group offer. We had Star Entertainment trading update. Q3 net revenue 419.2 versus a year ago 439.5. Satire, Q3 sales up 88% year on year at 191, but no one is that impressed, it seems. We had EQT, Equity Trustees, receiving final approval for the sale of its Irish business. In terms of economic data today, we did get a little bit of interesting data out from the ABS in terms of the dreaded COSI lives, that cost of living pressures. And Australians bought around 3.9% less food in 22-23 than the previous year, or a drop of 63 grams of food a day. Vegetables had the largest drop of 14 grams per person per day, followed by fruit, milk, and non-alcoholic beverages. There we go. Fascinating facts for your next trivia night. Samsung is preparing to take the wraps off a $44 billion investment in the US chip making as soon as next week. This comes on the back of the US Commerce Department divvying up $39 billion US in CHIP Act awards. The US has vowed ironclad defense of the Philippines military and the South China Sea. This is something to watch out for as we head into reporting season. It is in what we call the blackout period for buybacks. So there is a sense that US stocks could be in for a tougher time. More than 80% of companies in the S&P 500 are in share repurchase blackout periods this week. And Brookfield in talks to buy majority stake in a $22 billion airline lender. European markets set to open a little higher this morning. FTSE the exception there, with UK GDP in focus there. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much. Have a great weekend. Of course, we will be back again tomorrow for the Saturday newsletter with plenty of stuff from Marcus. In the meantime, if you are listening to this on a free podcast and you're not yet a member of the Marcus Today, I only have one question for you. What's stopping you? That's it. Have a great weekend.